on this morning's situation. Boy, they done rode into the madhouse. All right, today's situation. Here it is. Dear Morning Madhouse, I got a serious situation. Me and my wife's ex-husband, we are mad cool. We have parties slash get-togethers at the house, and he come kicking, he bring food and everything. But on the real, it's gotten out of hand. He's starting to come by more frequently, like on days that I don't even ask him to come by. He'll just see the car, pull up, and come hang out. And I'm like, really, I'm tired of seeing this dude's face. Now that I'm tired of seeing his face, I want to know, how do I let him know? Do I confront him myself? Or do I let my wife do it, since it is her ex's, is her ex-husband? So how do I confront him and tell him, hey, listen, fall back, little bro, fall back. Help me out, madhouse. What you got, Burpee?
You let her know so she can say something to him. Because it doesn't sound like the ex-husband has done anything disrespectful yet. But if you got a problem with it, you let her know. Be like, look, handle it or I will.
Okay. He said he started let off saying that they mad cool. Well, I guess they was.
Right,
he just
that's what I'm saying.
I think what's happened is he's kind of overstayed his welcome now. Right. Like, big dog, okay now. All right now. Okay.
He don't need to be there from jump, but since he there.
Everybody's different, though. Everybody is different, Burpee. Yep. So you can't say he don't need to be there, but everybody's different. What you think, Jessica? Because your face looks...
You gotta handle that, sir. You go up there and you tell that man that's he coming over there to see you, hang out with you. Y'all done built up a bromance and stuff like that. Sound like you wanna cut it off? You handle that. How you look calling on your wife to now come in there? She did it. She broke it off. That's why they're no longer together. She got a divorce. This one is on you, sir. You gotta go cut your boo off. The woman ain't got nothing to do with that.
But I think he's asking, should he have his wife do it? Because, you know, she might have a different type of relationship with the guy. Like, even though it obviously they're all cool since he's been invited to these get-togethers and things. So obviously they're all cool. So maybe he's asking, should I let her do it? Because she might do it better than I, or he might take it better coming from her than
I'm
coming from me.
I'm sure the wife has no problem with her ex-husband no longer being around. She got a divorce for a reason.
But she's the reason he's still coming over, too.
No, this man said, we're cool, we hang out, he comes over unannounced to see me.
He did
tell her. They got a friendship. You got to handle that. That's your relationship with him.
570-WPEG, help this man out on this situation. It's kind of crucial, though. I'm like you, Burpee. I don't know about having an ex-husband around now. Come on.
At all.
Come on, yeah,
I wouldn't. I mean, this man, he clearly.
Exactly. That's
the
on you, sir.
He turned around because I'm pretty sure they didn't just meet at the grocery store. It was like, let's play PlayStation. The ex-wife is, the wife is the reason he's coming around.
But no, that doesn't have to be the wife's thing.
That's true.
It could be that the guy was just like, all right, we cool. You know, I don't have a problem with you or anything like that. But the guy should have established boundaries from the very get-go.
But
he never.
But he didn't.
And that's on him. That's not on his wife.
You know what probably happened? They probably had one get-together. He was like, all right, I'm going to invite him. You know, since we cool, I'm going to invite him. Come on through. And then it just went from there. Like, he better just keep coming and coming.
Where'd he do that at?
And coming.
That's what I'm telling you.
Everybody's different, Jessica. But you know, everything. Hey, you know what?
And so because you caused that problem, you have to fix it, sir.
You know what, Jessica?
He's not the ex-husband to the man. He's the ex-husband to the woman.
And by the looks of this letter, this is now his. He wants to call things off.
You know what? This probably a letter from one of our white listeners. Situation Thursday, boy, that's on me, baby. This man needs some help on today's situation. He said, madhouse, I got a serious situation. Me and my wife's ex-husband is mad cool. We have parties slash get-togethers at the house, and he come. But it's gotten out of hand. He started coming by frequently just to the house when he see my car parked in the driveway and just stopping by and hanging out with me. But I really don't ask him to come through like that. Well, I'm tired of seeing his face. So I want to know, Madhouse Nation, how do I confront him? Do I confront him myself, or do I have my wife confront him since he is her ex-husband? Jessica, you said what?
You confront him.
All right, Burpee, you said what?
I said, let the wife know, but I just heard the story again. He might be trying to holler at the hood.
And I said, I'm like in the middle. Like, he might want the wife to handle it because she might could do it better than he will, and it might sound like, he might not want to sound like he hating. Like, bruh, like, I think you trying to get back in.
Who cares? This is your home, your household. You are the man of the house. Grow up, be a man, and tell him stop coming to your house.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Lord.
Jessica and Purpose.
Toodles, now, what's going on?
You need to tell that helper, let that current husband go and get back with the ex. Because at least he is man enough to come over there. At least he got the balls to come over there. This Negro is scared to tell another man to stay away from his house, honey. So let me let you know, when it's time for it to go down and the Negro disrespect you, honey, he is going to run and leave you. I wish somebody would come to my house looking for bubbles and somebody he they it. Ooh, Larry, I'm going to tell you. Up there, see stars.
Bye, Toodles.
Oh.
Papa 98, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You got a comment on today's situation?
I do. I agree with Jessica. The husband has started that new relationship, so he should be the one to tell, you know, the ex-husband to cool it.
Papa 98, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to need for him to man up and be like, hey, yo, bro, we can't do this no more. You coming over here too many times. This is not happening.
This do sound like a relationship though. Hey, bro, I got to cut y'all, bro. Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Talk to me, big dog.
Man, I'm trying to figure out, well, to answer his question, he should be the one to tell him because they have a bromance, like you said now. But secondly, what kind of relationship this is all together? Like, how he cool with him now and that's his ex-wife? Like, how she even allow him to be around?
Right, yeah.
I don't even get it.
Bruh, everybody
so
different, though.
They not telling.
Paladier, good morning.
Yo, man, when I listened to that letter closely, ain't nary a part of that letter said nothing about his wife being frustrated. This seems like this is all about his frustration.
Yeah.
And I'm with Jessica 100%. He needed to establish boundaries from the beginning, and he didn't. Now he's gotten out of control, and he's looking for a co-pilot to help him get out of it. He don't need to go to his wife to ask her for the help. He need to handle it.
Yes. All right. Thank you, big bro. Big dog.
All right.
Pod out of here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
I agree with Jessica. I think that her husband should confront the ex, but I think that he allowed the ex to just make it just too comfortable. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, the ex will be laying across the wife's bed.
Wait a
minute.
You know
what I mean?
No, he won't. Not without a pistol in his back.
Well, you know, I mean, this sounds like two fools to me. He just needs to get rid of the ex before the ex be back with his wife.
It's No Limit Larry and Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Burpee, yeah. Mr. Incognito.